CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Former President Donald Trump has won the GOP caucuses in Michigan, Missouri, and Idaho today. He's won all primary contests so far, heading into a critical election week.
We want you to get out, though, and vote in big margins, and we want to send that little freight train going along.
But Nikki Haley is still holding out hope tonight.
He tries to push the RNC to name him the presumptive nominee. Now, we don't anoint kings in America. We have elections.
She was in Massachusetts. He in Virginia. They are two of 16 states and American Samoa, which will be voting on Super Tuesday in a few days. U.S. officials say Israel has essentially endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal, and it is now up to Hamas to agree to it. WBZ's Suzanne Sauceville was at a rally in Cambridge, Mass., asking for a ceasefire.
Vote what?
The protesters have a message for Democrats.
We demand an end to genocide.
One large sign has pictures of injured and dead Palestinian children with just three words, let Gaza live.
To Texas, where Richard Griffin with Texas A&M is in Gray County talking about the so-called smokehouse fire, which has killed at least two people and destroyed homes and businesses.
We've had some of these fires that have encompassed close to 60-80% of a county as far as a burn rate. We currently have the largest fire in Texas history.
Out west, millions are impacted by a winter storm impacting eight states. CBS's Carter Evans is in Northeast California, where a major road remains closed.
We're not too far from Interstate 80, which had a pretty big incident on Friday night. More than 100 cars and about 30 to 50 big rigs were stuck. Now, they were able to get the people out, but now they've got to get all those vehicles removed. So as a result, I-80 is closed.
Vehicles can once again use that bridge between Kentucky and Indiana where that truck was dangling earlier this week. Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg with more on the driver who was saved after nearly an hour of dangling.
She is incredibly brave. She is incredibly fortunate. We had the opportunity to share some prayers together.
LeBron James made some history tonight.
James against Porter, drives, spins, gets inside. It's good. It's 40,000 for LeBron James.
That from ABC Sports as he becomes the first NBA player ever to score 40,000 points in his career. The 39-year-old did so on the Lakers' home court when they took on the reigning NBA champs, the Denver Nuggets, but the Lakers wound up losing 114-124. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Maxine Covey on Civic Media. Essential Last Crack with Bullet Train. Passengers before that. Both of those songs are off the Uprising album, which came out 5 years ago now. Hard to believe that album has been out for 5 years. The Uprising? Not really, since the rest of the Last Crack has been out for like 25 and 30 years. Crazy. What is your essential last crack? Send me a text or an email. Let me know what your two favorite songs are so I can get them on the air for you. 844-967-2789. Call or text from the Civic Media app or send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Maxine Kevy. Hey, coming up on St. Patrick's Day, we got a Max Inc. matinee concert series for you. We're going to be at the High Noon Saloon featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. It's going to be a great show. Plus, it's going to be emceed by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. If you're a fan of those guys, go out and meet them. It's really cool. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series at the High Noon Saloon. Tickets are available right now at high-noon.com. And I hope to see you there. Let's do some Iron Plow right now. It's Whiskey Days on Max Inc. Covey.
Whiskey days and crazy nights. I know it makes me feel alright. Crazy days and whiskey. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Another shot of lipstick on the glossy, let's go. Self-induced with another round of Cuervo. Her body staggers as she moves around the table towards what she sees. Can't complain, I'm the one she wants to swallow. I'd be a fool if she leads and I don't follow. No regrets till she treats me bad tomorrow.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What's that siren? That's the Brash Menagerie on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, they got stickers and stuff. Go buy their merch, the Brash Menagerie. Look them up on Facebook. Bananas. Also, takeaways before that with Miracle Round and Circle Switch in there with a classic one. Treat me until you're naked. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. I am not naked right now. Maybe later. I have to have a couple more drinks. Coming up in the playlist, we got American Travesty from courtesy of Tim. We'll do some older Something to Do, and the Faith Hills Have Eyes are next. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What? my dreams. I know I love her, or at least it seems. Oh, Tina Fey, be the famous girl for me.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Behind a badge, the sheets disguised, followed happily. We were blind to the struggle of age. cages. Eyes open, we fight what they trained us. United colors, united resistance. Tears bring on the canisters to fill our eyes again. Our eyes bring only noxious gas. A million lost lives are reflected in the kaleidoscope. Shattered glass.
Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with courtesy of Tim and American Travesty. Something to do before that, and the Faith Hills Have Eyes with the Rift Element. I'm Jimmy K. Thank you for listening to Max Inc. Radio tonight. We really appreciate you. Tune in again next week for Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m. right after Live in the Lair. And music before I get out of here, we got Pistols at Dawn, we got The Heroes Lie, The Skin Tones. We're going to do some Apex Aurora in just a couple of minutes. But first, this band will join M. Shell next week on Max Inc. Heavy for an interview. This is Avenues and Straight Jacket. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Around my neck and it's tight. Got me believe that I'm gonna win the fight. Don't let the devil on my back drag me to the night. My body's aching.
you'll see that deep down I know my time will be now. I'm coming for the crown. Just wait, you'll see that deep down I know.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm a little unhappy. I'm a little unwell. And it's a little too hard to think right now because of how these cards were dealt. Well, I feel so underrated when I take my place in line. This life just is not me, so I'm gonna lose my mind. upside down. And I'm a little too far away, so put me back on solid ground.
I don't wanna leave. Yeah, when you wanna go see a band or get a drink.
Jeans, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. There's a deal on the table.